Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you?
I am very well, thank you, and I love that song. It's playing in loop. I don't know how healthy that is to do that, but I tend to do that a lot when I love a song.
I'm a big fan of playing a song until you cannot stand to hear it anymore and then forgetting about it and then coming back to it and doing the same thing again.
It's my favourite. Play it till it hurts.
We are not alone, though. Who have we got on the line, Alice?
It's my absolute pleasure to welcome the show, Susan Williams, who is from Touch Compass, bringing to the basement the show Illegally Blind. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Morena, it's fantastic to be here.
Yeah, I'm really stoked to have you on the show, Susan. I've been reading a lot about your show. In fact, reading about it from afar, because this season at The Basement is, of course, your second season, having had it premiere at Bats Down in Wellington.
Oh, nice.
So tell me about the show. What is the seed of the idea for Illegally Blind?
Well, essentially, to start out, disabled, and particularly intersectional disabled people, I'm queer and non-binary, we don't necessarily get to see ourselves on stage a lot. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely part of it. And then the other seeds were I hate laundry and I have a story I want to tell.
Yes, please. especially if it starts with I hate laundry, you've got me on board.
I actually love the politics of that. It's like about representation and the voice and also laundry, which is just stunning. Susan, tell it, because you have both written this show and you also are a performer or a maker in the show as well. When you were writing the show, was it something that came easily? Is this something have you always been a writer, or is this a shift for you in your practice?
I've always been a creator, and it was very collaborative. So I came with poems and ideas, and then there was the Bats team. We did devising in the space, and a whole bunch of creating, and then a whole bunch of chatting about life and disabled life, but also just being human. Because at the heart, it is about just being human. And we did a lot of laughing, and yeah, we came up with something that I think is pretty cool. And then did another look at that and some recreating for the basement season, which I think is better than ever, and a lovely build on what we did before.
Awesome.
I think it's really spectacular to be able to reinvestigate work and see how maybe your relationship to the work has changed, or how audiences' responses to the show may have informed it. Tell me a little bit about what it is like to share these kinds of stories, whether they're irreverent or earnest, around obviously living or applied disability for you when you're with an audience. Like, what is that experience like for you?
On the one hand, yeah, no, it's amazing, and particularly amazing because access is at the core of our show, both for me and for the audience. So it's amazing to create and be in a space that is made for us first. And just the response, particularly from Bats, was pretty much everyone seemed to love it, but particularly connecting with fellow disabled people who were enjoying the access feeling seen. So it felt very much like part of a community, and I think theatre always does, but it definitely, like, there's some stuff in there that's super personal, but it doesn't feel awkward so much, because it is just a very, like, this is me, this is my reality, that, like, if that helps you connect to your own reality in any way, then that's awesome.
Mm.
But not in a, like, hey, I'm here to inspire you because I'm a disabled person and I can still do stuff.
Yeah.
In a, like, hey, do you sometimes feel like you don't have the rule book to life either, and, like, you sort of kind of just forgot where your phone was and it was in your hand?
I do think that, Susan, the politics of this is not inspo porn is really...
It's not.
Yeah. I love that because, I mean, honestly, I think there's something to do with the reclamation of telling stories, and also in the way that your stories are received, right? The way that from the audience. So the show obviously is accessible for a lot of people. What type... Who should come to your show is what I want to know.
Everybody.
Nice.
Our youngest audience member has been 10, our oldest has been 94, wow. And they both loved it.
Yeah.
Seriously, everybody.
Yeah.
And unless you strongly hate disabled people, in which case we don't need you. But otherwise. but yeah, seriously, it is made to be most accessible for blind people and then disabled people and then everybody, because when things are accessible, they're accessible for everyone. But also, it's hilarious, it's romp, it's fantastical. Like, who doesn't want that?
Yes, absolutely.
So the show is opening on the 27th of July, which is, oh my goodness, that would be...
Like 2 days
Two days away.
One day? What are we?
Tomorrow.
God, what is time anymore?
And you also have a matinee, obviously, on Saturday at 1 p.m. as well, which is so fantastic because, I mean, look, the weather in the evening, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. I mean, yes, I'll admit it, I'm in bed early. So a 1 p.m. show. Yeah. 1 p.m. show. At the basement. It's an hour-long show. You can grab the tickets online. Now, I would highly, highly, highly suggest booking your tickets for the show because, one, it's a shorter season. Two, booking means that things can be tracked and such, and it just takes the pain away from buying it, you know, on the night. So,
exactly. We'd love to see it.
Susan, I am really looking forward to this show. I'm so stoked that you've been able to bring it here to Tamaki Makaurau, and really wish you all the best for the season of Illegally Blind.
Thank you so much. And if you do want to come see it, we have an access fund, we have a transport fund, we have all sorts of accessibility that you can check out on the website. And I really think you should, because it's a fantastical, hilarious romp into the mundane.
That sounds amazing. Susan, thank you so much. Alice, thank you as well. Have a great rest of your day. And as always, we'll put all the links into the podcast after the show.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks, team.
Thank you so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Woohoo!